Dave Moore on Today FM.
I'm good, Dave.
Good
How
to
are
see you?
And thanks very much for having me on. You're
an absolute
gent.
Pleasure. And it's always a smiling Billy McGinnis I see wherever I meet you. You're always grinning from ear to ear, which is incredible.
That's because I've never worked a day in my life, and
this
I'm 44 years now with the band.
That is so crazy. Let's go back to the start for a second, if you can, right? So where is the music coming from in your life and the lives of the other lads in the band? Is it just listening? Is it like, are you playing early doors? Are you learning instruments? What's going on?
Well, how I got into it was, my dad was in a show band called the Nevada Show Band.
I've heard of them.
So there was, Kelly and the Nevada. Around Joe Dolan and Dickie Rock and all that. So there was always music in the house, Dave. There was instruments lying around. And that's what initially got me into the band. And when I went to see Aslan they were called Mila 18. Now you're talking about 1979.
Wow.
You're going way back.
Right.
And I went to see them and I said, that Christie fella, he's some singer. I want to be in that band.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's your ambition.
Couldn't play an instrument.
Sure.
Couldn't do anything. I was a baker at the time, right? I was working in Gatto's Bakery in Finglas.
Amazing.
But Aslan used to rehearse in Finglas. And when I finished work at 2 o'clock, because I started at six to two,
yeah.
I'd go round with a couple of cakes outside, sit outside the rehearsal room, right? And when they take
the
break,
lads.
Billy'd be there
Stop.
With the cakes. And eventually I got into the garage, right? And my first gig was the Lark in the Park in Raheny. And that was it. That was 40 odd years ago. And I never looked back there.
That's incredible. And then, so guitar player. But
I wasn't at the time. I was just doing back and vocals. That's all. I was doing the oohs and the ahs and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I got onto a bit of percussion. Then I got onto a bit of piano. And I used to have to write the numbers on the keys.
Whatever it needs. Yeah, yeah.
And then I got into a guitar because there was only drums, bass and guitar. And whenever Joe would play a lead solo, the arse would fall out of it.
Always happens,
so we said, we need to fill that sound.
Another guitar player.
So another guitar player. So I got onto rhythm guitar.
Fantastic.
And I haven't looked back.
That's unreal. Listen, talk to me about the Today FM Top 100, right? Because you guys, what I love about this is, obviously you guys had your early kind of, say, 80s, 90s time.
Yep.
Then the band broke up.
Yep.
Then the band got back together.
Yep.
But in both of those eras, you release songs that are in the top 100 Irish songs ever, Billy.
I know.
He's
and
so
you
happy.
Know, and you know what the great thing about it was? It was voted for by the listeners.
Totally.
So people couldn't say, that was a fix or whatever.
No.
All the listeners voted in. This was 32. Right?
Yeah.
Now you think about it. That song was first released in 1986 on a small independent label called Rikus Records. Mm. No one would touch that song. We hawked that song around every record company. No, it's crap. Brutal.
Wow.
Even went to Mother Records, Bono,
yeah.
Right? And he refused us. And wasn't it great that you two actually covered This Is?
That's right.
So if your listeners go into U2 Aslan, This Is, they'll pop up and you'll see U2 doing
covering
This
that
Is.
Song, yeah.
But that song was refused by everyone. And then it came out, and as I said to you, number 32, but crazy world. Like, how?
Number six.
If I knew how that magic formula on that song,
we
would write another one. You just can't analyse. It's now. It's not our song anymore. Mm. It's Ireland's. It's Ireland's song. It's in the Irish DNA.
Well, do you know what it is? Because listen, you got the phone call from, which I presume you thought was a joke, from Coldplay when those gigs were coming up.
We did.
Go on, tell us about
that. I really did think that was a joke,
yeah.
Would you like to get up and do Crazy World with us? And I said, this is a wind up. But I went along with it anyway. But it was what an experience.
Now hang on, you had to keep stum? How long?
We were in Australia just before it. We were doing dates in Australia.
Thank God,
yeah,
you were
away. And we had to come back for the 1st of September. It was 2 years ago, and they said, "Look, you have to come in." But the rumor went around that Christy Moore was getting up, the script was getting up, Bono was going to get up. So Coldplay said, "If this is leaked, it won't happen.
It won't happen, yeah, yeah, yeah."
They love
okay.
the surprise element of it.
Yeah.
For the whole gig, we were under the stage. We didn't see any of the gig there. We didn't see any of it.
And the terrible sound underneath there and everything.
And we were brought out. And, but we were rehearsing during the day and we were saying to Chris Lee, the singer, said to Chris Martin, the riff goes, diddly ding, diddly. And Chris Martin went, I know the riff. I know the song. I know the song. He said, are you having a laugh?
What?
So, and it was just to get out there and just 82,000 people just singing along. And well, what happened was,
go on.
The crowd wouldn't stop singing.
That's
it, right.
So
we ran over. Now, everything Coldplay at the gig is like timed.
Yeah,
it's
military,
timed to
perfection. Yeah.
Lights, everything. So we ran over. Coldplay offered us the second night. They said, look, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
Will you just come back the second night? But you have to make the song three and a half minutes.
no
matter what crowd sings it.
Listen to this, right? Like, hear the crowd. And you know what the best thing is, right? To hear that ringing out, not just in Croker. Croker sound goes across Dublin. Like, I can often hear Croker from where I live in Portmarnock, like, depending on where the wind's blowing. Or if you live in the south side, you can hear something. Like, that's echoing across the whole city.
It's funny you should say that, because Gavin James came out of his house and he was going, I can hear Aslan.
No way.
And Jason Bourne as well was going. They both posted
different
on their social media and they were hearing, and you're dead right. It just went everywhere. But it just, as I said to you, that song was number six.
In the top 100 songs ever.
And, like, I mean, Cranberries was number one.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Absolutely.
But just a feature. And just, you know, it's hard to believe. Crazy World was 1993.
Yeah.
And it's still getting played, and it's still, you walk down Grattan Street, every bus
is singing
it.
Yeah.
You go into a pub, every band is doing it. That's what I mean by it's not ours anymore.
It's magic.
It's gone across. And it's, Dave, it's three chords. It's so simple. I'll tell you a funny story, right? When we got back together again, we recorded three songs. Where's the Sun, Crazy World and Rain Man. And I used to drive bands around when we broke up.
Yeah.
And I was driving Something Happens Around. And Tom Dunn was in, and I said, Tom, we're at the Getting Back Together Again, and I've a new demo of three songs for you to play. I says, wait till you hear it, Rain Man, it's brilliant. So I played him the three songs, and as he was getting out of the van, he says to me, Billy, he says, forget about Rain Man. He says, Crazy World is your hit. And I actually I told him that story when we were in Whelan's a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I told him this. He says, I remember it well. He says, no way. Yeah, he says, and he says, you should release Crazy World.
There you go. How was your Dancing with the Stars experience?
Well, do you know what? It was brilliant, because we were in COVID at the time.
Yeah.
And there was no gigs, as you know, no musicians were working. And I got the call again. It was one of them calls where you think this is a wind up. This is one of the lads winding me up. So anyway, I was going, I said, yeah, I says, I think so, but I need to check with the band. Is it okay
of course,
to do it?
Yeah.
You know, and so I checked with the band. Christy went, go on, Billy, you'd be brilliant
Bit
on
of crack,
it.
Yeah.
Now, Dave, I have two left feet. I was absolutely brutal. But for some strange reason, I got 9 weeks out of the 12 weeks because the punters, the audience, just kept voting me in.
And no one's going to be brilliant. You're all going to be a bit whatever. But it's the attitude. It's the energy. It's all the things you bring to it, Billy.
It was amazing. Do you know what? I was so super fit after it.
Yeah.
It was 8 hours a day, Dave, 7 days a week, 12 hours on a Sunday.
That's wild.
I brought Hannah. Hannah was my pro dancer.
Yeah.
I had her heart broken, I swear to God. But would I do it again? Absolutely. Would I recommend anyone to do it? 100%.
Everyone says that, yeah.
It's great fun. It's great crack. Seriously.
And you get super fit.
And you learn how to dance. And don't forget, the longer you stay in it, the more you get paid.
So
I was going, get me in the quarterfinal. Come on, please. Unfortunately, the rugby player knocked me out. There was a dance off me and what's his name? Jordan. Yeah,
yes.
Jordan. Yeah,
Jordan Larmour.
And
it
was
Jordan
up against
Sullen.
Me and him, and I went out.
Ah,
he was brilliant. He got to the final.
He did.
So there you go.
Talk to us about the Academy gig. June 5th.
Yes.
It's going to be an unbelievable show.
If your listeners can, if anyone's going to the gig, will you just please get there early? Because there's a great young band called The Swings who are on before
us.
The Swings. Now, we did a battle of the bands. This time last year, we played on the South Lawn in Malahide Castle.
Yeah.
And we ran a competition, the battle of bands in Gibneys and Malahide. to play support to us in Malahide Castle, and the Swings won it. And since then, we've kind of taken them under our wing. They played the Olympia, they played Vicar Street at Christmas with us. We're giving them the Academy. And it's great to give something back. Do you know
love
what I mean?
That.
Because
I love that.
We were that band when you're 18, 19. One of them's doing his leaving cert. And he had to get, we said, can you do the Academy? And he said, well, I have to ask my parents, can I take time out for the leaving? But we were that band, Dave, you know, where you couldn't get gigs and you know, nobody take a chance on you.
And now you're doing that for them.
And we're doing that for them. And it's great to give something back. So anyway, the Academy, brilliant. Now, we played the Academy about 2 years ago, and it was possibly one of the best gigs we have done.
I think that venue is so special. I've seen so many acts in there, and there's something about the closeness with the crowd, the sweat, the smell. There's something about that venue that's just special.
Did you get in to see Metallica when they were there?
No, they didn't let me in for that one, I heard. That's where they rehearsed. Oh, no, no.
They gigged, didn't they?
No. Slayer. Okay. Saw Slayer there. I've seen Steve Vai there. I just recently went to see my favourite new band called President were playing there. Like, I go
I
there all the time.
I heard that gig was amazing. I heard
biblical.
It was off the charts.
Literally off the charts. Yeah, one of the best I've ever been to. Foo Fighters I saw there recently.
Like, that's who I was trying
insane.
To think of. Sorry
not
Metallica.
Foo
I was
Fighters.
Trying to think of Foo Fighters.
Yeah. No, I got along to that one. I was lucky
enough.
Because
that was a mad buzz and them doing Dingle Church or the Voices.
Aren't you doing Sea Church in Ballycotton?
Oh, we are. Now, you've sparked me interest there.
30th of May.
29th of May, we're doing the Maritime Festival in Wexford.
Right, Maritime.
The 30th of May, we're in Sea Church in Ballycotton. That's the one you're talking about.
Lovely
what a venue.
Venue.
It's a beautiful venue. The 5th of June, we're in the Academy. Then the 6th, we go to Liverpool for the Fields of Aira Festival.
Get up!
Then the 4th, we go to McCafferty's on the Pier in Donegal Town. And then the 11th, we're in the New Grange Hotel in Navan. All gigs are up on the social media and there's more to be added, Dave. Now, that's my job done.
Your job is done. Your job is done talking to me today. Thank you so much for eventually coming in. We got this sorted. I've been dying to chat to you for so long. Billy from Aslan, go and see Aslan Live. You will never be disappointed. Billy, thanks a million.
Dave, thanks a million.
Dave Moore on Today FM. Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.